You're listening to Martian Gardens, hour number 3 of episode 925. My name is Max, and I'm happy to have you with me to hear this great music. We ended hour number 2 with choral music, and we'll start with choral music in hour number 3. It's the birthday of composer Dennis Bathory Kitts, who turns 69 March 17th. To honor his birthday, we'll hear a couple of pieces by Dennis Bathory Kitts. In the past, we've heard more of his electronic music than his conventional music. He composes quite a lot for vocals as well, and we'll hear two of them. These are recent compositions. Especially in the case of a prolific composer such as Bathory Kitts, not all of his music gets performed right away or ever. There's an untold amount of great music sitting on paper that's never been heard throughout hundreds of years. Fortunately, nowadays with modern computer programs, even with vocal music, the composer can create at least a simulacrum of the performance for demonstration. And in this case, I'm sure Dennis Bathory Kitts is not entirely satisfied with the demonstrations because he had in his head an actual choir, and in the case of the second piece, chorus and trumpet, all of it synthesized. But I hope that will not interfere with your enjoyment of these premier pieces from Dennis Bathory Kitts. We'll first hear his arrangement of O Magnum Mysterium. We heard David Bennett Thomas's arrangement of it in the end of the last hour. This is, again, a 2016 composition created at the composer's studio in Johnson, Vermont. He's a professor at Johnson State College. Then from Dennis Bathory Kitts again, we'll hear his version of In the Bleak Midwinter, which was written about 1872 by Christina Rossi as a Christmas carol. And this is an arrangement for chorus and trumpet, again, all synthesized at Dennis Bathory Kitts' studio. And we'll follow this with Mary Jane Leach and a short piece for Satby Vocal Quartet called The Night Blossoms, included on the NIFA collection. This is performed by the Kitos Quartet. It's an arrangement of a Japanese haiku credited to somebody called Yofu, but I couldn't find any information out about this poet, so I'll just leave it there. This was recorded at the Church of the Ascension, New York City, composed in 2001. We'll end with electronic music from Robert Scott Thompson, a piece called Evening Light from his CD Gold Flowers Bloom Mercury Petals on Au Courant Records, released in 2009. Electroacoustic music created at the composer's studio in Roswell, Georgia. First, a happy birthday to Dennis Bathory Kitts, who turned 69. This is a piece from his studios, a synthesized chorus piece called O Magnum Mysterium, music from Dennis Bathory Kitts on Martian Gardens.
Oh.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 925, hour number three. We heard from Robert Scott Thompson. That was called Evening Light. We started with choral music, synthesized choral music in this case, as a happy birthday to Dennis Bathory Kitts, who turned 69 on March 17th, 2018. We heard first his arrangement of O Magnum Mysterium, and that was for a Satby chorus, again synthesized at his studios, and that was again recorded at his studios in Johnson, Vermont, and that was a 2016 composition. A 2015 composition next was Dennis Bathory Kitts' arrangement of the song In the Bleak Winter, which was written in about 1871 by Christina Rossetti as a Christmas carol. He's arranged it here for Satby and trumpet. These, of course, were both synthesized. Perhaps someday they will be performed by live singers and instrumentalists as intended. After Dennis Bathory Kitts, we heard from Mary Jane Leach. That was called Night Blossoms. That was included on the NYFA collection, New York Foundation for the Arts, the NYFA collection, 25 Years of New York New Music, released on Innova Recordings on a 5-CD set in 2010. That was music for vocal quartet, performed by the Kilos Quartet, recorded at the Church of Ascension in New York City. That was composed in 2001, Mary Jane Leach, Night Blossoms. And we ended with electronic music from Robert Scott Thompson, Evening Light. That comes from his CD on Au Courant Records, his own label, released in 2009, Gold Flowers Bloom Mercury Petals. Music recorded at Robert Scott Thompson's studio in Roswell, Georgia. We'll hear next music, more music with voice. From Joan LaBarbera, we'll hear from Cyclone. This is a half-hour work. We'll hear the first 10 minutes of the 30. This comes from early immersive music of Joan LaBarbera, released on Mode Records. And this is for voices, percussion, and phase shift modules, all performed by Joan LaBarbera. Then ARP 2600 synthesizer, steel guitar, and percussion performed by Bruce Dittmas. Original tape recorded at Downtown Sound in New York City, April 27th, 1977. This new remix was supervised by Joan LaBarbera at Harvest Works Studios in New York between 2015 and 2017, and reissued last year in 2017 on Mode Records as part of the early immersive music of Joan LaBarbera. We'll follow this with Maggie Payne from Mills College. We'll hear Maggie Payne's piece Distant Thunder. This was released on another Innova Recordings release called Arctic Winds. Music from Maggie Payne. This electroacoustic piece includes sources such as a floor furnace, adhesive tape, and a boiling kettle. Maggie Payne recorded this at the Center for Contemporary Music at Mills College in 2003. That will follow Joan LaBarbera, the first 10 minutes of Cyclone, music on Mode Records. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 925, hour number 3. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information. Music from Maggie Payne, that was called Distant Thunder. We started with Joan LaBarbera, that was called Cyclone. We heard the first 10 minutes of a half-hour piece for voices, percussion, phase shift modules, ARP 2600 synthesizer, steel guitar, and more percussion, performed by Joan LaBarbera and Bruce Dittmass. That was originally recorded at Downtown Sound in New York City in 1977, and then remixed and remastered under the supervision of Joan LaBarbera between 2015 and 2017 in Harvest Work Studio, New York City. And that was, again, the first 10 minutes of a half-hour piece called Cyclone, originally completed in 1977. That was from the early immersive music of Joan LaBarbera on Mode Records, released in 2017. And from Maggie Payne, we heard Distant Thunder, and that was from the Arctic Winds CD on Innova Recordings, released in 2010. Again, no weather events actually recorded. The sources for this piece of electroacoustic music actually coming from a floor furnace, adhesive tape, and a boiling kettle. Maggie Payne completed the process at the Center for Contemporary Music at Mills College in Oakland in 2003. Once again, you've been listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 925, hour number 3. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information. Our final piece on Martian Gardens will come from New Adventures in Sound Art from Toronto, and we'll let the New Adventures in Sound Art people introduce this piece, as they've been kind enough to do so.
Now we're going to listen to The Pencil Project by Martin Messier and Jacques Poulin-Denis. The Pencil Project, Le Projet Poupette, is a performance piece created by Montreal-based sound artists Martin Messier and Jacques Poulin-Denis. This recording is from May 2010 at the Wychwood Theatre in Toronto during the Deep Wireless Festival of Radio and Transmission Art. Martin and Jacques' shared curiosity for graphic arts and collaborations led them to create a live electronic music piece inspired by the physicality of writing and the imagery it articulates. Using computer software, they translate scribbling, scratching, and drawing into music.
Mr. Messier, good. As soon as you are done sharpening your pencil, we will move on to the third and final test of this first series. Test number 3, The Wild West. Cowboy Bill was resolute. Period. He would gallop across the Algonquin desert to capture the jewelry thieves. Period. He typed a letter to the county sheriff, comma, cleaned the barrel of his rifle, comma, and left at dawn, period. The warnings of danger had been numerous, period. However, comma, Bill was convinced The journey was necessary. No matter how threatening the possible ambushes. When night fell, he had reached the secret cave of the bandits. Adrenaline was rushing.
Mm-hmm.
In the heart, period. And that marks the end of our first series of tests. Take a slight break if you need. I hope you all remember to study the Japanese portion of our manual. For, as you know, this second series is in Japanese. Everybody is ready. Let's begin.
皆さん、今は宿題読んですね。
大丈夫ですか？
じゃあね、今書きましょう、投げします。
シャコトさんと散歩をしているんです。
ハドゥだから
天気はいいですね。
サトコさんは桜と花はきれいだと思います。
That was The Pencil Project by Martin Messier and Jacques Poulin-Denis from May 2010 at the Wychwood Theatre in Toronto during the Deep Wireless Festival of Radio and Transmission Art.